Leading the news this morning, Australia faces another week in political limbo as negotiations to end the post-election power stalemate enter a second week. Four independents return to Canberra today to resume talks with major parties about who will form a minority government. And Labor's preparing to reveal its plan for parliamentary reform as demanded by independents Tony Windsor, Rob Oakeshott and Bob Katter. New South Wales police will today try to confirm whether skeletal remains found in the Belanglo State Forest are human. A group of trail bike riders discovered the bones on Sunday and called police. The serial killer Ivan Milat dumped 7 bodies in the forest in the 1990s. Former David Jones Chief Mark McGuinness is back in court today, fighting Australia's biggest ever sexual harassment claim. Former DJ's publicist Christy Fraser-Kirk is claiming $37 million in damages, alleging Mr McGuinness acted inappropriately at work functions earlier this year. She's also suing the company, saying complaints to supervisors were not taken seriously. David Jones and Mr McGuinness deny the allegations. One of Australia's biggest crime investigations has uncovered an international drug syndicate linked to bikie gangs, Chinese triads and corrupt Australian officials. A report by The Age and the ABC's Four Corners reveals the Australian Crime Commission has been leading the Hoffman investigation for the past 2 years. And police investigating a riot at a Darwin immigration detention centre will study CCTV footage to see if charges will be laid.